Matthew, firstly, I think I've just observed you doing something which is, for me, what the marathon is all about. As you sort of rounded the corner at Buckingham Palace, you spotted a fellow runner who was struggling.
Yeah, he was on the floor and he was trying to get up, and every time he tried to get up, his legs would crumple below him. And he was saying, "No, I can do it, I can do it." And I was like, "Yes, you can do it, you can get there." You know, it's less than 400 metres and I just wanted to see him get to the end.
So what did you do?
I picked him up and he was like, kept on saying, "Yeah, I can do this," and then he'd fall back down. So I was like, "Come on, we'll do it together." And he's like, "No, go ahead, go ahead." And I was like, "It doesn't matter for me, you know, we're going to both go into sub three here, let's both do it together." So I put him right, put his arm round over mine, and we went together to the end.
I noticed one steward came to help you, another one came to say, "Look, do you want to finish it running?" And you actually shooed them away.
Well, I wanted to finish it with him then. I felt like it was our moment, me and John, his name was. So I wanted to get him to the end and congratulate him on getting there.
And what about your time? What did you do in the end?
I haven't even looked. It was sub three. It's not a great time for me, but it wasn't, you know. My race was earlier on, it fell apart a bit. My calves seized up. So when I saw him struggling, it meant more to me for him to get over the line than for me to shave a few seconds off my time.
And you know Josh Griffiths, he runs for your club. He's finished as the first British man home today. So by my reckoning, he should be in the British team for the World Champs.
Yeah, do you know what time he did?
It was certainly within the qualification time.
Brilliant. Josh Griffiths is such a great lad. He's a brilliant member of our team, and I'm so chuffed for him. He's working so hard. Some of the runs he's been putting out just on his own, like, you know, in South Wales, and for him to do that is astonishing. I knew he would run well today, but I didn't know he'd run that well, so I'm really happy for him.
You're a legend for what you did with your fellow runner, John. Well done. Go and enjoy your break.
Thank you. Thank you very much.